This is the Bryant Park Project. I'm Luke Burbank here with Allison Stewart.
Hi, Luke.
And Allison, I have bad news for you. You're probably not the most famous Allison on the internets
That would
today.
be Elvis Costello's Allison, really. But I know where you're going.
Yeah, it's probably the honor of most emailed Allison, at least photo-wise, is this young lady, Allison Stocky. She's an 18-year-old high schooler from Newport Beach, California, and she is a pole vaulter and a really, really good one. Like, she's the number two in the state of California. She's on a scholarship to the University of California. And she also happens to be quite an attractive lady. And her picture of her pole vaulting or waiting to pole vault ended up on this sports blog that's called With Leather, which, by the way, we could explain the story of With Leather
Oh,
in a
that's a whole
whole
other story.
entire other podcast. But the point is, it ended up on the sports blog in its kind of babes section, like, these are hot girls. And it got beamed all over the world, really. And she's been getting all kinds of attention. People set up fake Facebook entries for her, fake MySpace. There was a website with AllisonStocky.com
And
that
she's
she
not
didn't
really
set up.
happy about it because she's really into her athleticism. And in fact, her parents said they're not giving any more interviews about this. They've had it.
Yeah. And I mean, I can understand why, because what's happened, of course, there's lots of photos of her. And Allison, describe her. As a guy, I can't do it because it's probably creepy. You'd please describe her.
Okay, yeah. The visual is a brunette Gwen Stefani meets Natalie Portman with kind of Linda Hamilton's arms from the Terminator movie.
And I love that, by the way. We're going to have a picture up on our blog, the Bryant Park Project, so definitely check that out. I love how all the other media outlets, like the Washington Post and I guess us, we're all saying, like, oh, tisk tisk these internets with all these pictures. By the way, if you'd like to see a picture of her, go to our blog. Like, every story has a picture of her with it, even the stories that are kind of decrying how much the blogs are posting pictures. So anyway, this young lady has had her picture put up in a bunch of places, and a lot of the comments have not been totally appropriate. Even though she's 18 years old, I mean, she's still in high school, and her dad, who's a lawyer in Newport Beach, is not too pleased with it. But it sort of got us wondering here, does she have any recourse? And we thought we would ask Michael Fertig a question about that. That's because Michael Fertig is the CEO of ReputationDefender.com. What exactly do you guys do for people? How do you defend reputations.com?
So, in two basic ways. The first is well advertised on our site, and that is to find everything there is to find about you on the internet or about your kid, if your kid is under 18, and then present it to you. And if you want us to get it removed from the internet, we work on that for you. And if that's not possible, if your case is too public or you're too public a person or all of our search and destroy techniques have not worked out, what we can do is move the content that you find unwelcome down the Google chain so it's no longer showing up on top, so it has a less of an impact on your life. The content itself is often not what actually does the harm. It's the content plus the search engine results. So if it's somewhere on, like, the 75th page of Google about you when someone looks up your name, it's not going to have as big an impact on your life. But if it's up on top, it can be embarrassing. It can mess with your employment. It happens all the time. It can definitely mess with your dating, right? I mean, I'm 28. I don't know anyone my age who goes on a first or a second date without Googling the hell out of the other person. So,
I did that once and I found out the guy was a former heroin addict. So, that I was about to go on a blind date with. Yeah,
no way.
so I just
How
a
did you
word
know it
to
was
the
true?
oh,
Was that on his MySpace page? I mean, how did you even come to that information?
This is a tangent, but someone had written an article about him, how he had come back from this horrible heroin addiction, and it turned out to be true. But I digress.
No,
Was it Ozzy
it's on
Osbourne?
point.
But is that something that if this
All the time.
gentleman had wanted to say, you know what, I've already moved on in my career, I'm in my late 30s, and this still pops up as the first thing under my name?
Well, if it was in a news article or a government record, we won't touch it. But we might help him if it's really obsolete. We might help him move it down Google just so he
How
can
do
move
you
on
do
with his
that?
life.
How do you move it down Google?
That's hard, man. You should hire me. It's a two-pronged attack. It's like, a lot of the stuff we can actually just eradicate altogether from the internet. You actually just get someone to take down what they put up. As in the case of Allison Stocky, I understand that one site was actually taken down for her by the person who put it there once her parents sent out the word that they didn't want it there.
That's just a matter of just basically asking the person who put it up.
Yeah, the first step that we take, I mean, a lot of people take different steps, but the first step that we take when we work for our clients, and we're the only company that does this is in business to do this, but the first thing that we do is we ask really, really nicely, really over the top politely. And if that doesn't work, then we can ask other people who have control over or access to the content. If that doesn't work, then we can ask less politely. And we're not a law enforcement agency, but we can use what we call moral and economic suasion to persuade the people who are really being nasty to take steps that are copacetic to our clients. If you're really victimizing someone, you may not deserve to have the ad revenue that's associated with the traffic you're getting because you're putting salacious stuff up on your site. If you're really doing something nasty, you may not deserve to have the job that requires a person of integrity and trust that you have in your daytime if you're moonlighting as an internet assassin.
That's some serious hardcore like Sopranos stuff.
We don't take any bats to people's knees yet.
You'll try to get someone maybe if somebody is posting something, you would let them know that you know if it gets drastic, it could get ugly for them.
Well, what I would say is that we really try to stay polite as long as possible. And on the other hand, I'm willing to go to the mat for my clients because the internet is set up right now to really make someone's life really miserable very easily if someone's out to get you. In 20 minutes, you can destroy someone's internet reputation and privacy. What's interesting about the Allison Stocky story, I think, the big moral is that it actually gives lie to one of the big myths of the internet, which is that, hey, dude, if you don't want something nasty about you on the internet, just don't put it there yourself, right? Allison Stocky did not do anything to deserve this. She pole vaulted. That's what she did. She competed in a contest. And this happens to lots of people, who put regular pictures of them being social with their friends or them hanging out, at school or whatever online. And then they get lifted from Facebook or they get copied to somewhere else on MySpace or they get linked or mirrored somewhere else. And then the commentary or the place that they end up, the website they end up on, can be really, really aggressive.
Michael, do you find that most of the postings, are they originally benign or are people just really mean out there?
So that's a good question. I think that about half of the stuff that we deal with is actually self-inflicted. Someone wrote something compromising about himself or herself a few years ago. They're in a different place now.
The fact that they were once a heroin addict.
Right, or they were,
they're about
to
go on a
date
with
depressed.
Allison.
Right, they were depressed or, you know, they were into a certain kind of hobby that's no longer cool to be into, or they signed a political petition and now they're in their professional life after college and they don't want people to find that first about them, even if they share the same political view they once had. The other half are wounds that are inflicted by other people. So it's about half and half that we deal with. But I should add also that half of our clients use our service, just FYI, just to keep abreast of what's being said about them on all the different places around the internet, including places that are searchable by search engines and places that are not searchable by search engines.
So it's like a Google alert, but you know, writ very large.
It's like a ninja level Google alert.
Or a personal credit report.
You got it. Exactly. That is what we heard. So this is what surprised me. This is what half of our clients are telling us. They call it the credit report of the 21st century. I need to know what people are saying about me before it becomes a problem. I need to know what my online reputation is, because I have come to understand that my CV is no longer the document that I send to the employer. My resume is now the first 10 things that show up on Google. So I need to know.
You're listening to the Bryant Park Project. I'm Luke Burbank with Allison Stewart. We're talking about the case of Allison Stocky, this high school pole vaulter from California who has been having her picture sent all over the internet because she happens to be a fetching young gal. If Michael Fertig runs ReputationDefender.com, if Allison Stocky's dad called you up and said, hey, how do I deal with this? What kind of advice would you give him? Where would you set about trying to fix this?
I would say that he should do two things. One is continue to do what he has done by asking the people who have posted content to remove it. Now, a cynical person would say, oh, that's never going to happen. It actually often works. If you ask nicely, it often works. If you start with a lawyer, normally that's a bad move. And then, you know, when that starts to sort of peter out, when you sort of get far enough with that, then I would also do the other part of what he's doing, which is promote other content about him, about his daughter, and ask her to promote other content online so that it'll show up on top. You know, talk about her sports career, talk about the things that she's proud of and that she does want to be known for, and then work to find a way to optimize that content to the top, which you can either learn how to do yourself or hire an outfit to do. So that's what I would do. I think that in this case, it's already so public, which is unlike many cases, right? It's already so public that he's going to have a hard time getting all of it off the internet. But one of our clients, their family, they lost their 18-year-old daughter in a car accident last Halloween. And she was not drunk. She was not drinking. Her head was destroyed in this car accident. It was an awful, awful accident. And someone took pictures, possibly from the California Highway Patrol, of the aftermath, and then as a standard operating procedure, given what I've been given to understand, and then somehow these photographs found their way onto the internet, and
they were proliferated
in many thousands of places, or hundreds to begin, and then thousands, and we were able to get these pictures off of 1,600 websites over a period of a few months, and of course we're still going, and now it's much, much harder to find these pictures, even though they're still out there in different places. It's much, much harder to find them.
Send emails to 1,600 different websites?
Well, I mean, we had to do a lot of work. It was very labor intensive, but it is possible to clean it up. Of course, it's best to catch it in the bud and nip it in the bud. And a case like Allison Stocky's is much more difficult than someone who's just calling you a nasty name online or putting two or three pictures of you online. Normally, you can handle that a lot more quickly. But it is possible nonetheless.
Well, Michael Fertig, CEO of ReputationDefender.com, thank you very much for coming on the Bryant Park podcast.
Thank you for having me.
This is the Bryant Park Project.